What a pleasure it is to welcome you this morning. What a joy it is to be together. We've heard a lot in the services already this day about love. Love is the divine motive. It's what brings us together. It's why you're here this morning. It's why we carry these wonderful songs and what they mean to us. It's why we enjoy shaking hands with one another, exchanging pleasantries. We rejoice together. We are one because of the love of God. It's love that caused Jesus to die, and we celebrate the supper this morning. Love for him and love for one another to remember his death until he comes again. Good to see you. What a joy. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. In Psalm chapter 90 and verse 9, we're told we spend our days as the tale that is told. Everybody's writing his own book, a chapter at a time, creating your own history. There's no etymological connection between the word history and his story. But your history is your story, nonetheless. It's the time you spend on earth. Life is all about time. Time is all about life. We're never very far from something to do with time. I want you to think about your conversations this morning. What did you say to one another? Time is everywhere. We said, what time does it start? How much time does it take? How long will the sermon be? How soon is it? Time flies. How old is she? When does he graduate? When are we going? Are we there yet? We just don't have time. Time's a wasting. It's time to go. It happens time and time and time again. It's about time. These are hard times. It's not your time. Time out. Over and over and over. We had a good time, didn't we? Think about how we measure time. Seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, centuries, decades. 65 BC is a statement about time. 1925 is a statement about time. There are measurements of time. 2018. Is the time of your life. We can hardly make a sentence without some reference to time. Try it. Just think for a minute. Just think with me just a minute. Just conjure up in your mind a sentence. Say what you're going to, where are we going to eat lunch? How long will do you think he'll preach? Just think about a sentence that you make. Just make a sentence. It'll have to do with time. How long is her rehab? What is today? When is it vacation? What is time? I went to the Oxford English Dictionary, my second most favorite book. I'm going to give you a definition of time. I want you to listen to it very carefully, okay? The Oxford English Dictionary defines time as a limited stretch of space of continued existence, as the interval between two successive events or acts, or the period through which an action, condition, or state continues an infinite portion of time in its infinite state. You get that? You get that? Explain it to me. I didn't get it. How long would it take for you to understand that? It'd take a while, won't it? Let me define time for you, if I may. Time is a gift from God. It is simple as that. Time is a gift from God. In Acts 17, verses 25 and 26, Paul is making a beautiful declaration about God. And he says, neither is he worshipped with his hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the time before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. And in verse 28 of that same chapter, for in him we live and move and have our very being. Life is all about time. Time is all about life. Life is all about God and his gift. Time is what God has given you as a person. How you use your time is up to you. Your life is for your living. So, I want to consider a simple question this morning, yet a profound question, one of which the importance cannot be overestimated or overemphasized. I'd like you to consider it carefully, but not just carefully, but very personally. Let me say it again. Not just carefully, but personally, as it relates to your own personal existence and time. Here's the question. What time is it? What time is it in your life? What time is it in your life? I want to make some suggestions about that. People are always asking me, how do you come up with what to preach? I said to somebody, I shave every morning. I figured out a long time ago that what I need is what everybody else needs about. So that's the reason for this sermon this morning. What time is it in your life? I want to consider some things with you about that. Could it be, and I'm including myself in these questions, could it be that we need to spend more time in close proximity to God? Could it be that we need to get closer to God all along? First of all, let me ask this question. Do we begin each day by acknowledging our relationship with God? Do you start out with God in your business? I'm going to tell you a little secret. I shave every morning. When I shave this right here, I say three words, three times. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's my little idea of trying to get close to God to begin the day. We need to start every day, all our time, every day, by thinking about God. In Psalm 18, the writer says a beautiful thing. This is the day which the Lord hath made. I will rejoice in it and be glad. This is the day the Lord has given me. I need to be as close to him as I possibly can. So do we begin each day? Do you start every day by getting close to God? Are we regularly considering and meditating on the Word of God? One of my favorite passages is in the fifth Psalm. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto me the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning I will direct my thoughts to thee in my prayer, and I will look up. How do we begin each day? Do you start getting close to God? If you love God, you want to get close to him. I went to Carlsbad Caverns one time with a group. And the guide did an interesting thing. Is my mic on? Can you hear me okay?
Is it better?
It is better. Went to Carlsbad Caverns one time, and the guide did an interesting thing. It was well lighted, and we were going along the path, and he decided he was going to teach us about darkness. He turned out everything but one light. Then he turned out both of them as pitch dark. But I noticed something. When he turned out that light, the little kids got closer and closer to the folks. They were almost in the daddy's lap. That tells me something. When times are needy, we need to get closer to God. We need to get up closer and closer. Do we make him a meditation every morning? Do we start every day with him? How did you start this morning? Let me do better than that. How did you start yesterday morning? You think about God? We need to think about that. You can't be like God if you don't get close to him. Someone said people live long enough together, they begin to look alike. They emulate one another's actions and activities. And that is exactly so. And you can't imitate God. You can't be like God. You can't look like him. You can't talk like him. You can't be like him until such a time as you give some time to thinking about him early on. So it needs to start early in the morning. Are we making a regular and diligent effort to involve him in the simplest matters of life? There's a passage by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 I want you to hear. Listen to me carefully. See that none of you render evil for evil, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Redeem evermore. Evermore redeem. That's time, people. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. Quench not the spirit in prophesying. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and your soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Every day, that list ought to be our list. Every day, that needs to occupy our time and attention. Every day. Good decisions call for good thinking. Good thinking starts early. When your mind is fresh, when you're devoid of the impending disaster that's going to come with the day, then stop and put God in your life. So, what time is it in your life? What time is it in your life? Are you close to God every day? Secondly, could it be that we need to spend more time doing what we can with what God has given us? Ask it again. Could it be that we need to spend more time doing what we can with what God has given us? First of all, God has given us a spiritual being. We're not like animals operating under a law of necessity. God has given us a spiritual being. He's given us the ability to discern between right and wrong. He's given us the ability to express ourselves with even aesthetic means like music and poetry and stuff. He's given us all that we have. He's given us everything we need. Are we spending any time making sure that we stay in touch with him, as we pointed out? And we're spending any time manifesting our love for him by generating spiritual growth? How are you going with your spiritual life? For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become those who are in need of milk and of knowledge of strong wheat. Do you make a periodic measurement of yourself? How long has it been since you just separated your life from the difficulties of life, walked off by yourself, and spent a little time in spiritual concentration, looking at yourself? Do you make a periodic spiritual assessment of where you are? How's your spiritual life? It is amazing how we do the opposite. The physical life, we're constantly thinking about. How are we going to spend that? Where are we going to go with this? How are we going to do this? How is she going to do this? what we're going to buy with this, why we're going to pay for this. We're constantly looking at the physical life. We need to make periodic examination. We sit down and we look, well, I've got this much money, I've got this much in savings, I need to put this over here. You do the same with your spiritual life? You just sit, make a periodic examination of where you are spiritually? It's very important that we do that. Are we diligently working to get rid of the timidity that keeps us from saying to people, I have a spiritual existence. I'm a spiritual person. Are we constantly manufacturing plans and ideas and ideals that will help us grow spiritually? For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You give enough time to make sure that that timidity is gone out of your life. It's time to get started, folks. It's time to look at it. What is the time of day? What time is it in your life? What time is it in your life? Thirdly, could it be that we have failed to properly manage the time he has given us? One of the things that we try to emphasize to the young preacher when he comes is that preaching can be a lazy man's paradise. Nobody's looking over my shoulder. I don't have to punch the clock every day. So if I'm not careful, I can work real hard on Saturday night, get up 3 points of a sermon, preach it on Sunday morning, and play golf Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. It's up to me to manage my life. But could I say something to you? That's the responsibility of every person. You have to manage your life. Manage the time. Time management is a big part of preaching. You have to get down and say, okay, I need to spend this much time in the study. I need to spend this much time in visiting. I need to spend this. It has to be managed properly. And time is that way for the Christian. Are we giving due consideration to spiritual things in our lives? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He has given us time to manage our spiritual lives. He has given us opportunities to do so. He has given us responsibilities such as the Lord's Day, such as study to show thyself approved unto God. He's given us all those and shown us what we need to do to manifest a proper use of our time, not only to ourselves but to everyone else. So it's necessary that we give due consideration to spiritual matters and seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first is a statement of time. When do you do it? You do it first. You give him preeminence. You give him priority. You start with him. Secondly, are we arranging our day-to-day matters in a proper order? Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow. Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow. We go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what will be on the morrow. For what is your life? He's going to ask, what time is it? What is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away. For you ought to say, if the Lord will what? Leave us here. If the Lord will, we shall live and do this, that, or the other. What would your spiritual list look like? You got a list? If you just sit down and make a spiritual list, I recommend it. It's a good thing. Just sit down and put a spiritual list. Let me give you five of them. Prayer, meditation, consideration, love, participation. I'll just do the first two or three. You ever sit down and make your list about how much time you spent? You ever make a list of how many people you called? How long you read the Bible? What you did? Just think about those things. You ever just make yourself a list and say, this is my, I'm going to manage my time with this? Are you properly emphasizing the real lasting value in life? What really has need for your emphasis and concern? Then said Jesus unto them. And listen to how he says this. It's a matter of time again. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life. What is life? It's a gift from God. Whosoever would continue to have his life continue, to save his life, shall lose it. He loses it in giving complete and total dedication to God. And whosoever shall lose his life, that is, participate that way, for my sake and for the gospel will find it. For it is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what shall he need to give in exchange for his soul? We need to learn to count the cost every day. If you counted the cost of putting all your emphasis on worldly things, what kind of interest do you get? The payment for it is not very good. But if you put your time and energies and concentration and motivation in spiritual things, you're insuring something that is valuable insurance. You're insuring eternal life for your soul. So it's necessary that we learn to count the cost of everything. And listen to me. I am so tired of people hearing people say when you talk with them about that, I just don't have time. I just don't have time is another way of saying I don't want to do it. I just don't have time is another way of saying I don't want to do it. So think about what you're saying when you do that. What time is it in your life? Finally, could it be that we have given too little thought and time to the here and not enough time to thinking about the hereafter? Romans 13, verses 11 and 12. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Listen to me. The time is nigh. I don't care if you're 15. I don't care if you're 115. The time is nigh. You're a breath away. Listen to what he says. It's high time to awake. It's time to wake up out of your sleep. Our salvation is nearer than when we believe. You don't know what your time is. You don't know what time it is, actually. So it's time to get ready. Exhort one another while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. If you don't consider one another and exhort one another daily while it's called today, you'll be hardened, callous. Sin will callous in your life. Deceitfulness of sin is very effective in the mind of the devil. We are made protectors of Christ, for we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Sin is terribly deceptive. We need to be ready and understand that today is the time to get rid of sin. 2 Peter 3, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be decided, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Better watch out today. It's all you have. Better be ready. The time is coming for every one of us. We need to pay more attention to the hereafter than we do the here. How much time do you spend about the ear? It's right to spend time for the ear. You need to manage your day's affairs. You need to manage your Christian life, an area of your life, every role that you play, whether you're a parent or a child or whether you're a worker or an employer. You spend your time in a way that will show that you are a child of God. But you need to spend your spiritual time to get ready for that. For as much then as we're the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhood is likened to gold or silver or stone graven by art, man's device. And the times of this ignorance, God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given an assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. There is great daily comfort in knowing where we're going if we're ready to get there. There's great daily comfort in knowing that we're right with God, and that we can look forward to it. What time is it in your life? How much time do you have left? Write it down. How much time do you have left? How do you know? What will you do today? What time is it in your life? It's the right time for salvation. If you want to look after the hereafter, you need to come and get your life right with God. If you've never obeyed the gospel, come and repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Be baptized. That assures you of an eternal existence. If you stay faithful to your commitment, would you come to God? Would you make a new resolution if you've not been faithful? And if we can help you, would you come forward and let us know what the problem is so that we pray with and for you? We're here to help you. What time is it in your life? While we stand and sing.